This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Afghanistan is counting votes a day after it held its presidential election. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
An upsurge in violence in the run-up to the elections following the collapse of U.S. Taliban talks to end America's longest war had already rattled Afghanistan. Yet many voters expressed frustration over government corruption and chaos at polling stations, such as incomplete voters' lists and unworkable biometric ID systems. Reports of violence emerged from southern Afghanistan, the former spiritual heartland of the Taliban. A bomb attack on a local mosque where a polling station was located wounded 15 people. Elections in Afghanistan are notoriously flawed. In the last presidential polls in 2014, allegations of widespread corruption were so massive that the United States intervened. No winner was declared, and the U.S. cobbled together a unity government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Syria's top diplomat is demanding the immediate withdrawal of American and Turkish forces from his country, and says his government reserves the right to defend its territory in any way necessary if they remain. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Addressing the UN General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the Northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN Refugee Agency and the Coast Guard say a boat carrying at least 50 Europe-bound migrants capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off Libya. The UNHCR has not released any details on casualties. From Washington, this is VOA News. Thousands of protesters in Hong Kong regrouped after police fired tear gas at them Sunday. The demonstrators marched along a thoroughfare in downtown Hong Kong in a second straight day of defiance. Many fear there will be more violence ahead of China's National Day on Tuesday. Many protesters fled earlier after riot police fired multiple rounds of tear gas to disperse a large crowd that amassed at the Causeway Bay shopping area. To demonstrate solidarity, thousands marched in Australia today. Adam, one of the organizers, says he feels it's his duty to support the protesters in Hong Kong.
To Hong Kong, I want you to see this crowd and let you know that you do not stand alone in your fight in Hong Kong, that we stand with you, not just here in Sydney, but around the world. Today we all stand with you, and forever we will stand with you.
On Saturday, Hong Kong police fired tear gas and water cannons after protesters threw bricks and firebombs at government buildings. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says public opinion is now on the side of an impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump. This follows the release of new information about his conversations with Ukraine's president. She says the impeachment investigation will follow the facts.
This is a very sad time for our country. This is no joy in this. It's sad. We must be somber, we must be prayerful, and we must pursue the facts further to make a decision as to, did this violate the Constitution of the United States, which I believe it did, or else I would not have made the statement that I did.
Pelosi announced her support for an investigation after the surfacing of a whistleblower complaint that says Mr. Trump appeared to solicit a political favor from Ukraine's president. Asian American groups are objecting to the Trump administration's efforts to step up deportations of Cambodians, as dozens of refugees with criminal convictions are being ordered to report to federal officials next week for removal. Asian American activists argue that many of those facing deportation served criminal sentences years and in some cases decades ago when they were troubled young refugees struggling to adjust to a new country after their families fled Cambodia's brutal Khmer Rouge regime. A magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck off the southern coast of the Philippines Sunday morning. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology says several aftershocks were felt. There were no immediate reports of casualties. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the mobile app for news on the go. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell broadcasting from Washington. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. This next 55 minutes should make it even better. I've got a great lineup today. Pan-African music from 11 different countries. There's a few great tunes from the 1990s. And then our vintage song, Kipenze Cha Mama, is from 1984. That's by the late Marijani Rajab from Tanzania. And the rest of today's playlist is current killer songs from Sierra Leone, Namibia, Ghana, Algeria, Morocco, and Nigeria. Now, I have a few guests with me today, too. Two in person, right here with me in the studio. That's Kwame Ofori for Song of the Week, which is, by the way, Take Me Back by Reynolds the Gentleman from Ghana. And then my very special guest, David Vandy. David is host of African Beat, our VOA daily African music radio show, Monday through Friday. So David joins us to introduce a singer named Bobby, whose music I just adore but don't have much insight into because it's deep traditional music from inside Sierra Leone. And David, well, he is Sierra Leonean and, you know, being a music expert, he knows all about Bobby. And David also introduces us to another song, a current Afrobeats song from Sierra Leone that was recently released by a female diaspora singer called Ijatu. And finally, my feature artist today is Kenyan female singer, songwriter, and guitarist Nina Ogot. Reporter Bill Odidi interviews her from Nairobi, where she recently released her new album, Dala. We get to hear samples of a few of those songs and the meaning behind them. So let's get to it, peepas. We are starting out in the 1990s with this classic sound of soukous. This is Nazali Cool by Pablo Lubadika, a Paris-based guitarist who was originally a member of African All-Stars, Lovey du Zaire, and Orchestre Kara in Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo.
Thank you. All right, that was Pablo Lubadica of the DRC, formerly Zaire, with the classic sound of soukous. That track, Nazali Cool, comes off his 1993 album, Oko Minyokolo. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. I'm so happy to be joining you again today. Moving over to Guinea now, still in the 1990s, here is the legendary Sekuba Bambino Djabate with Kasumama. Now, this song is about Bambino asking his tailor to make some adjustments to the outfit he's making him. That's what the song is about. It's cool, though, because Bambino pauses here to appreciate technological advances. In this case, in the field of tailoring. These things are possible now, he says, whereas before, due to the lack of scissors and the sewing machine, you just couldn't get that perfect fit.
Ali wuruni la koni malo, fono chama balu la yirichiba. Ali jesi dana koni malo, mba anu nemu senu na yirichiba. Anye burudiri koni malo, mba anu nemu senu na yirichiba. Anye tayrike koni malo, akoni malo, akoni malo, na tayrike.
Merci.
Asumukele, asumamba, na tayrike.
Merci.
Asumukele, asumamba.
Ah.
Burudiri.
Merci.
Asumukele, asumamba, na tayrike. Asumama, guia sumanema, asumama, filante na giri kiba sumama, kaserie.
Chere kalia ya sumama, kalia ya sumama.
Adi wuruni la koni malo, fono kema balu la yirichiba. Adi jese dana koni malo, mba anem sen na yirichiba. Anye burudiri koni malo, mba anem sen na yirichiba. Anye tayrike koni malo, akoni malo, akoni malo. Apollo fani sumama kaserie.
All right, hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. And that was Bambino of Guinea with Kasumama, the closing track off of his CD, Kasa, released in 1997. Now coming up shortly, my very special guest, David Vandy, who's host of African Beat, will join us to present a couple of amazing tunes from his home country, Mama Salon. But first, I've got one more classic for you. Although it's nearly 20 years old, this song still has such force and groove. You're gonna love it. It's called El Arbi, and it's by the legendary Algerian singer Khaled. Khaled sings, I am Arab, son of the camel. I am Arab, son of the forests and of the pheasant. The moonlight keeps me company. No flowers, no happiness. The woman that loved me left me. Oh, I am Arab. Oh, I am Arab, son of the camel. In the music of the night,
I find solace.
Yeah, okay, hey guys, that was El Arbi by none other than Khaled.
I'm Susanna Wio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
All right, now it's time for music from Sierra Leone with my special studio guest who just walked in, the amazing David Van D.
Yeah.
Hey, Kusheo. Tell me again how
the body
I
well.
The body well. David Vandy, how you doing?
Well, I'm cool. Just that I missed Music Time in Africa. I love to be on this show. I don't know why it's taking so long.
Actually, you should be on here all the time.
Oh.
But I should also be on African Beat all the time.
Right.
Yes, I love yes. African Beat.
You have to be.
All right, so we owe each other.
That's definitely.
Well, let's get down to business. This music from Sierra Leone by Bobby is just amazing. I love the fast-paced dance tempo, and I love the strings, and I love the rhythm. Tell me about the music. Where is it from exactly?
The music, Bobby's from the South, especially from the South, that is from Bo, you know, and what Bobby's playing is from the culture of the Mende people, you know, and his music is classic. We have another kind of music like that is from the North, that is bubu music.
I
when
love
people hear
bubu
that
music.
One, you think it is bubu
yes.
music. But bubu actually is being played with a cane where you blow the horn,
oh.
you know, and the big drum. And there is some myth about bubu music
yeah.
that when bubu music is played, if somebody is sick in the hospital, if bubu music plays and that person does not turn around, start
They're
getting ready.
Coming.
He's not coming back. But that's just a myth.
I believe it. Because actually, bubu and this music,
yes,
it's just
very
so good.
Close. And this is more fast-paced.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's hard to even get faster than bubu. But let's listen to it. This is Feli.
Feli, yes.
By the artist called Bobby.
Feli.
Now you feel right at home here.
I know.
Because you're from this region?
Yes. I'm born and raised?
I
was born in the city. I was born in Freetown, but my parents are from the east.
So you would go home sometimes?
Yes, and that's how I learned to speak the Mende.
And to move, because I can see you got some moves.
Yeah. Well, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
So,
of course,
you have to learn.
So what is Bobby singing about?
Bobby's singing about greed, about envy, about different things that in the human life that is not good. And what he's saying, if you are that kind of person, it's not good. When he says Nyamungo, that means it's not good. People will not like it.
How do you say it?
Nyamungo.
Nyamungo.
Yes, Nyamungo. That means it's not good. Oh. You know, it's not pretty.
Let's listen to some more. Turn it up. I love the harmonies. It's beautiful. But how old is this song? I don't know.
This song is like about 5 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's about like 5 years old. And there's so much more to it, you know. There are some areas that he's saying, when you're broke, when you're broke and you're fussy and you're pompous, people will not like you. Even women will not like you. They will run away from you.
So is he big, really big in that area?
Bobby is huge.
Yeah.
You know, he was discovered in the provinces. And somebody was telling me, for the first time they took Bobby to the National Stadium, and there were floods of people out there to see him. So Bobby was standing there looking. Are all these people here to see me?
Oh, my gosh.
Me, Bobby.
Oh, I would go. Turn it up, Dan. Man, that is just amazing. I love Bobby.
And Bobby is good. Even here in the diaspora, people love Bobby. First of all, these songs, they don't get old. Anytime you play them, the dance floor is packed. Anywhere, any party, wherever you play it.
Bobby's a go-to. He's a go-to.
People love him.
All right. Well, hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and I am here with David Vandy, host of African Beat, who has joined me for a few minutes of the show to talk about music from his home country, Sierra Leone. So happy that you're here.
Thank you so much, and I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. So we've just listened to Bobby, the song called Feli, but you were telling me about another artist, a young woman who is a diasporan, so she's here in our area.
Yes, and that is Ijatu.
Ijatu.
Ijatu is the fresh face. She's the new kid on the block. And she is hot. Right now, when you listen to her songs, it's just classic. She is on another level, on a different level right now.
Wow. So we're going to listen to one of her songs right now. It's called Love Nor Tuyagbe.
Love Nor Tuyagbe. You know, where there is love, you don't need to be in a rush. You don't need to be confused about anything. As long as love is there and it's true love, all you need to do is just relax. It's going to come your way.
Oh, my gosh. That's beautiful.
Pack your bag. Left and go. Gia in love, make it go before. Pack your bag. Left and go. Gia in bag, make it go before.
On the beat. not so yet bad. Love not so fast. If the man not like you like him, mama, let him go. Love not so yet bad. Love not so fast. So if the man not like you like him, mama, let him go. Thinking begin with love letter, roses and flowers. Give you anything you want, mommy, not power. Your body don't go, they jealous you. The way that hits you. Easy for no say the love is true. The way they kiss you.
So I love how the music, the tempo in that ding, ding, it's just nice and easy. It's not forced, just like what she's saying.
Yes, yes, it's not forced. Everything, you know, this song cuts across every generation. Mm-hmm. Young, old, elderly people, everybody loves it. They all can dance to it.
Have you been in somewhere around here where that song is playing, and what do people do? Man,
people just love it. Grandmothers dance to it.
Oh.
And you know, when she's talking here, she's saying, love not to yak, but love not to force. You cannot force it. If a man or a woman does not want you, just pack up and go.
Oh my God.
You know.
How'd she get so smart at a young age?
Go begin the bless and malice you. When you talk down an attitude, they make like no sabi you. For fans who love na sababu. Now not trouble every day. You go see you young today. No the kiss, no the hug again, no. Love today, not to love today. Love not so yak ba. Love not so false. If the man don't like you like him, mama. Let fam go. Not so yet bad, love not so far. So if the man not like you like him, mama, let him go. Listen, that love not for nothing.
So love not to yagba. Yagba, what does yagba mean?
Yagba is force. Like force, like you are pushing. When you know, you don't need to be pushy about any about love. If it is not there, it's not there. You can force it.
Nope.
You can force it.
Yeah. So is this a song from her album, or is
yes,
it a single?
This is from her newest EP, her debut EP that is out. It is called Testing the Waters. Yes, that's her newest EP. She's got like 5 songs on there.
Yeah.
And this is, right now, it's like the heat.
Oh my gosh. So can people get this downloaded?
Yes, you can go to Spotify.
Yeah.
It's on Spotify, mm-hmm. iTunes. It's on all the trending.
Did she have a music video?
I think they're working on that right now.
Yeah.
They're working on that right now.
I want to be on that.
She is good. I'm telling you, when I saw her perform, she was on the African beat, and when I saw her, I said, girl, you are at a different level.
Oh my gosh.
And she's so young. She's
how
just
old is she?
25.
Oh my gosh. Oh, David Vandy, you got to come back again because,
definitely,
you know, look, this is awesome.
I will.
Let's listen to the rest of Yagba.
If the man not like you like him, mama. Let him go. Listen, that love not for nothing. If that bubble not be seen, my sister not stay for no reason. Listen, oh, that love not for nothing. If that bubble not be seen, my sister not stay for no reason. It's just too. Love not to yak bad. Love not to force. If that man not like you like him, mama. Let him go.
All right, love nor to yagba. That's Ijatu from Sierra Leone. I'm with David Vandy. Thank you so much for coming in, David.
And it was such a pleasure being on the show today. And I hope it won't be too long and I'll be coming back.
I hope so too. Oh, I promise. Take it easy.
All right.
Yeah.
Peace.
Okay, shifting gears now. It's time for some Namibian vibes. Oh, yeah. Here's Gaza with his May 2019 release, Shenete. This song has 1.5 million YouTube views and rising. And Gaza, well, he's one of the most successful, best-selling recording artists in Namibia. He's released over 10 albums.
Hi, Congo money. I Congo chelete, I Congo mane, I Congo chelete. Oh, somebody, 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 somebody.
Lovers, this is Heather, and you just heard Chelete by Gaza out of Namibia. Coming up, a Nigerian Afro beats from a few years back, a 2019 Hausa hit, also from Nigeria, and then Song of the Week, Take Me Back by Reynolds the Gentleman. Here's Malik Berry with Control.
So you won't take charge, okay? Girl, I no mind. Go do your thing, girl, I'll be quiet, yeah. I know lie. Baby, when I say it's your time, you say make a hold tight. Now she says you won't give me
she
that.
She give me African ways like T.Y.
She won't give me that work like Rihanna, yeah. Jerry Bo, she rotate TD like a tie, yeah. She dey make man stand ovation. I back a don't cause inflation. For the nation, you say you want me love to the best time. Oh. You tell me, say, don't want to waste time. Oh. You say, them other girls have to stand in line. Oh. You tell me, say, don't go watch what we slow wine. Oh. Oh, you say you want to take control, control, control. Yeah, you say you want to take control, control, control. The way she they do me, your bed by control, control. See the way you dey roll it to fair by control, control, control. See my baby want to take control now. Chale, she know she the baddest. 10 over 10, she know it. I don't know how she dey manage. The African thing, she dey roll it. Fine face like Genevieve. Anything you want, I go be. I be right here, I don't leave. All my love, girl, me,
she
I
give me
be.
African ways like T.Y.
was Malik Berry from Nigeria. And now for another tune from northern Nigeria, here's Akangizo Yashanye Rua by Aminu Ala. This title translates as, when a rainbow appears, we will see no rain. It's a Hausa proverb. Here, Aminu is using the proverb as a metaphor for corrupt politicians. They are basically rainbows because when they appear, the poor, regular folks in their district or their region will see no money, no rain. That's because, of course, those corrupt leaders keep it all for themselves. Now, also interesting point here, the video to this song shows images of animated gorillas dancing, and other times they're rolling around in cash, and also guinea fowls in bright elementary colors are walking in neat rows and then ducking into their pens. My friends in the House of Service here at VOA told me that both the gorilla and the guinea fowl also symbolize corrupt leaders. One, because they're so big and strong like a gorilla, no one can challenge them. And the other, because whenever a person tries to catch a guinea fowl, they always duck out of the way and disappear.
Ya Allah sarkin duka wanda yau dare cikin sai fami safiya
Allah
ya haske kore duka na ya sani ya kore jahilcin tsiya
Allah
ya da wuta ba ta zama kwariya dai ya ba gami da ruwa ba shiri
Allah
in ai haka zama gaskiya babu hadin gami da kariya kuma ga gaskiya
Allah
wahabu ka daddafa mani na daukan sakal makamin su kar dan baka Allah
Burkel burkel zamuwa san kuka take bakan gida ya shege
rondodo
Allah mu gode maka mun kai wani ya ta mun shawan rondodo
na ka maka faran bana ka amince da so da bibi kun mai gaskiya
Allah
manzan da ya kawo mana shiriya karkashin tafarkin Allah gaskiya
Allah
yayi nuni kan tarbiya kana ya azamu kan adalci gaskiya
Allah
yayi hani kan rashawa cin hanci da bankiya da ake wa kulliya
Allah
Allah sarki mai duka gara ki ni zahiri da ni sassaba maka Allah
burkel burkel zamuwa sai muka take bakan gida ya shege
rondodo
Allah mu gode maka domin kai walkiya ta gwada shawan daga rondodo
wai ta ina ro yake yaya makudan yake balle ruhu na sa
dodo
wai ta ina saukin yake yaya na wahalar da za ta saka a yi sansa
dodo
kai can rudin na duniya da misalan ta ga su an gaza gano me ya san
dodo
me ke kawo gafala makwadaita ta ko ina aina abun war wasa
dodo
hannu kasa hannu baka botar kasara da tumbi aka nuna maka dodo
burkel burkel zamuwa sai muka take bakan gida ya shege
rondodo
Allah mu gode maka domin kai walkiya ta gwada shawan
All right. Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that song by Aminu Ala from Nigeria.
And this is the song of the week.
Kwame Ofori joins me. Hey, Kwame, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. So this week, we've got a song from Ghana by an artist that we have had here on the studio.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Reynolds the Gentleman.
Yep.
And the name of the song, it's one of the songs on his brand new album. It's called Take Me Back. Now, this doesn't mean take me back to another time or another place.
Nope.
We're talking about love.
Oh, yes. And it features Duni, a very big, successful young Nigerian producer and artist herself.
Ah, okay, mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get right to it.
Sure.
Lord, I'm crying a river, and I'm hurting a lover, 'cause I lost my life. I'm sitting here feeling very, very stupid, asking myself why the hell did I do it? Oh, why did I do it?
Okay, you know what? I forgot how chill and mellow and romantic this is, you know.
Mm-hmm, the gentleman.
He's the gentleman, right? So you gotta sit back, put your feet up, peeps, because mm-hmm, mm-hmm, this is a love song by Reynolds the Gentleman.
Oh, of course.
It's chill.
Mm-hmm. Say I do you wrong, I say I do you wrong, but please.
sing so beautifully in sync.
Yes, and Reynolds is master of harmonies, I must say. Yeah. And Dumi, is on her vocals on there is...
I'm serious. Wow. This is great. Are all the songs this good on the album?
Oh, yes. The album Bittersweet is one of the best albums to me to come out of Ghana this year.
Whoa.
Yes. That's okay. Saying something.
Take us back. Take us back to the song.
Yeah, yeah. Our world has come to a standstill. Now I'm sitting here feeling very, very stupid. Asking myself, why the hell did I do it?
Why did you do it?
Why did I do it?
Wants Dooney back?
Oh yeah. So
wow.
The whole album is like a story how he, you know, finding a girl, liking her initially, she would say she doesn't like you and then she likes you. You know how that goes. And then finally gets the girl and usually what men do, he cheated on her. So basically the whole album is it's a love story.
You were saying that you love the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
We love the vocals.
Oh, yes.
I love the talking drum
in the
background, just in a nice R&B. Whoever thought talking drum could be,
you know,
sound good with R&B?
You know,
it's wonderful.
It is.
Thumbs up. We love you, Reynolds.
You do.
And Dooney. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
And that was Song of the Week.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right, back to Algeria again. Here is another song from the late Rachid Taha's posthumous release, the album Je Suis Africain. Now, Taha was an icon of Algerian music, and he died of a heart attack last year in Paris at age 59. Well, last week I played the title track of the album, and now this is another song I just love from the album. It's called Wahid.
Yeah.
right. Hi, everybody. That was Waheed featuring Flesh Love, track 5 off of Rashid Taha's 2019 album, Je Suis Africain. I'm Heather Maxwell, and next up, modern Moroccan rock from the Sahara. Here's Dara Tribes with Nila, a track off their 2019 EP, Zaman. Was Nila by Dara Tribes from Taghounit, Morocco. Hey everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell. Still to come, our feature interview with Kenyan singer-songwriter and guitarist Nina Ogot. That's presented by Bill Odidi from Nairobi. And then, finally, one more song from the 1990s, this time out of Malawi. But first, it's time for our vintage song from a 1984 Music Time in Africa broadcast. This is singer Marijani Rajabu from Tanzania. Now, Marijani formed a band in Dar es Salaam while still in secondary school way back in the 1970s, and he became huge on the music scene in Tanzania and in Kenya up until the mid-1980s. This song is called Kipenzi cha Mama, and in English it translates as Mama's Boy. So he's singing from the point of view of a big brother, counseling his kipenzi cha mama, or mama's boy, for bad behavior because he says the kid is taking advantage of his mother's love for him. Kwa kama mimi ni kaka yako Ingawa natambua unanidharau Lakini mimi ndio nimeona dunia mwanzo Naona unapotea Thank you. All right, that was our Music Time in Africa archive special, Kipenzi Cha Mama by the late Marijani Rajab and Dar International Band, recorded in 1984. We broadcast that song way back then on this very program, Music Time in Africa.
Here in Nairobi, Kenya, and today we are meeting an exceptional Kenyan singer, songwriter, and guitarist to hear more about her amazing new album. But first, let's get her to introduce herself.
Thank you. I'm Nina Ugot. Some people may know me already with my music. Back then, I dubbed it Afro Acoustic. This is album number 3. My first was a solo album. Second was a collaborative album with Winyo, who's a contemporary Benga musician. And this is now my third album called Dala, which means home in Luo. And it's a beautiful mix of tradition and my interpretation of modernity. I mentioned previously that Dala means home, and why I decided to make this the title of the album is because it's just me expressing my version of what home is like, using elements of tradition. And me, I was brought up in Nairobi, so I'm a very urbanite kind of person. But in order to bring this tradition into the album, into the record, I've had to go back into my roots, into my tradition, and see how to reinterpret that. Yeah, so basically that's what it is. You'll expect to hear, as you've heard, a mix of tradition and modernity.
Wonderful. So let's go to the next song from the album. The album is called Dala, which is home. The next song is the title in Swahili, and you want to introduce that, the song first, and then come back and you tell us about the influences in the music?
Yeah, so coming up next is my song, which is second on the album. It's called Rafiki, and it's a dedication to all friendships.
So Rafiki by the wonderful Nina Rogot from Nairobi in Kenya, and I'm delighted to be here speaking to Nina about her new album, which is Dala, from which we've already listened to 2 tracks. Mm-hmm. So that was Rafiki. Nina, what are the influences musically, and for the benefit of those who might not understand the lyrics, you said it's dedicated to all friendships.
Yes, you know, it's a dedication to friendships,
right.
Especially those friendships that last, and they last a lifetime, and that, you know, have seen the good and the bad times. That's what it's a dedication to.
So how would you describe the mood of the album? Because I get a sense from the first 2 songs that we played that there's a very acoustic vibe going on on the album. Is that the mood that prevails across the 10 songs on the album? The 10, right?
Yes, the 10 songs. You know, my first album was acoustic, so just guitars, myself, Dave Otieno, who's a renowned Kenyan guitarist. But in this album, it's a 15-piece band, so we've like tripled, not even tripled, it's like gone 100 times bigger than my first album.
Nina, so there's one more song to hear from you, and this one is in English. What is it called and what is it about?
Silly Bird is the name of the song. The theme and what I'm talking about is about revolution, especially to musicians who've been able to stand strong and speak their mind, stand up for what they believe in, retain their authenticity, even if that's not what sells, you know. It says the silly bird is going to sing a silly song again. And that's me singing my song, irrespective of what people may feel.
Thank you, Nina. That is Nina Rogot, who's been speaking to us on Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi, Kenya, about her new album. What a great album. It's called Dala. And there's one more song to play you, Silly Bird, as we hand you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. I'm Bill Odidi. I'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Silly buddy, buddy, buddy,
Okay, so we've got time for this one last beautiful tune from Malawi before saying goodbye. It's called Mwalimba. The singer is Alan Namoko and the Chimbu Jazz Band, and he sings, "You can be so heartless."
Mwalimba ndi machutani. Mwalimba ndi machutani. Chusale magala. Tusalemba kalaka Malimandima Malimandima kumuzibudanda.
All right. Hey, everybody. That was Alan Namoko and the Chimbu Jazz Band. Well, it's time to say goodbye for this week. Thanks so much for joining me, darling listeners. And a special thank you to Bill Odidi and Nina Ogot for that interview from Nairobi. And also to Kwame Ofori for joining me on Song of the Week, which was Take Me Back by Reynolds the Gentleman. And a very special thanks also to David Vandy, host of African Beat, right here on the Voice of America Radio. If you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage Music Time in Africa radio shows, please go to the website. It's mtia.sites, that's spelled S-I-T-E-S, .uofmhosting.net. I'll read that again. mtia.sites, S-I-T-E-S, .uofmhosting, that's just all one word, .net. Also, visit me on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or group, Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa, and get updates, fresh news, photos, videos all throughout the week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, and we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC, and again Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. And finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com. Just search for me anytime, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. So, till next week, stay beautiful, Africa.